I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report, and a lot of backyards in West Virginia have a bird feeder or two, and that's great, but you need to properly maintain them, or you may be doing more harm than good. We'll talk a little more about that right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Bird feeders are popular in West Virginia. One can derive hours of enjoyment watching the feathered critters flit about near your window feasting on a variety of bird seed. The food can help those birds get through a long, rough winter. But Rich Bailey at DNR tells us there are risks you need to address.
You can absolutely cause a lot of problems by not cleaning your bird feeders, not the least of which is spreading disease. If you have a bird feeder that's had seed in it forever and it's gotten wet and it's starting to get kind of nasty there, it's really a breeding ground for all kinds of bad things.
Now, cleaning those feeders can be as simple as washing dishes.
So what you want to do, and there's different types of feeders, but it all pretty much comes down to a couple basic things. You take that feeder down. Obviously, if it's got old seed, you're going to be dumping out that old seed. You're going to then take the feeder apart, usually just depending on the types of feeders. Various things will come off of it. Sometimes they're plastic tubes, sometimes they're wire mesh, sometimes you have platform feeders that are made out of wood. But in all those situations, basically what you do is you take apart what you can take apart, and just like you wash your dishes, you're going to take soap and water, and you're going to wash those bird feeders pretty thoroughly.
Once you finish that, though, it's another important step is to disinfect them.
What you do is you get a 5-gallon bucket that usually does the trick in terms of most folks' bird feeders, and you fill that up with 9 parts water and 1 part bleach. That's all you got to do, 10% bleach solution in that bucket. And then what you're going to do is you're going to soak those feeders for about 5 minutes or so.
And then after that, take a hose and rinse off the bleach. Rich tells us it's a process you should repeat on a regular basis.
Cleaning your bird feeders every 2 weeks is a good practical guideline. Every week is ideal. But one thing that you can do, say you have a number of feeders, you could clean half your feeders 1 week, and then you could clean the other half of your feeders the next week. But you really don't want to let your feeders go any longer than 2 weeks between cleanings.
Your bird feeder can be a great asset to those backyard birds, but you want to make sure that you don't become a hindrance to them at the same time. So clean those feeders regularly. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.